There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face, seen the long shot win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door, picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll showing a majority of Americans say they want Joe Biden to step aside from the presidential race. Donald Trump's favorability ratings also low. ABC News political director Rick Klein has more on the battle between the two current candidates.
This is a dead heat of a race. In the 2 weeks of the debate, so much has changed, but the horse race truly hasn't. Donald Trump up a single point, well within the margin of error. For contrast, back in April, he led by 2 points. We're basically where we've been all along.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week as the labor market remains sturdy despite high interest rates. When it comes to inflation, it cooled in June for a third straight month. More than a million homes and businesses are still without power following Hurricane Beryl's landfall earlier this week. The storm moving up through the Midwest and now the Northeast. The remnants bringing flooding to Vermont. Roads were covered with debris after heavy rain started Wednesday and persisted overnight. This is ABC News. Boeing still confident it can safely bring home two astronauts who took its new Starliner capsule to the International Space Station and were only supposed to be there for a few days. Mechanical issues have kept them there for a full month.
They still insist this is not a crisis. No one is panicking. There's no rescue mission that is in the cards here. In fact, they insist that if they had to leave right now, they could do it. But you have these two astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. We heard from them from the ISS yesterday for the first time. They say they're in good spirits, but they've been stuck now here for several weeks longer than it was first anticipated.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Shake up in Kenya, the president dismissing all of his cabinet ministers after weeks of sometimes violent protests over high taxes. Protesters last month stormed parliament. More than 30 people were killed. And discount chain Big Lots now says it will have to start closing locations. Rising prices and declining sales getting the blame. It plans to close about 40 stores, but no word where. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office is investigating the death of a man outside a downtown hotel last month as a homicide. Devontae Mitchell died after an incident with security outside the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Authorities had previously denied that Mitchell's death was being investigated as a homicide. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will meet today to consider guidance for local elections clerks following last week's decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court allowing use of absentee ballot drop boxes. Administrator Megan Wolf said there was a lot of misinformation attributing previous drop box guidance to her or her commission staff. And Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes has been formally inducted into the Evidence-Based Policing Hall of Fame this summer. The hall recognizes leaders in science-based crime analysis whose work helps improve the criminal justice system using research and data. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm is here to help you get ready for fun on the water. This week, get 25% off our entire selection of water towables. Single, double, even triple rider inflatables. They're all on sale. Plus, don't miss Kids Fishing Day, Saturday, July 13th from 10 a.m. through 1 p.m. We'll be hosting fun, interactive fishing lessons and games for kids of all ages. Find great deals on everyday summer fun at Fleet Farm.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon. Our high right around 82. Tonight it'll be clear, 63. Tomorrow sunshine, 84. The weekend, we're going to crank it up with some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Summertime is barbecue season. Kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches. This stuff is wicked good. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. And we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Whoa, I told you I was gonna marry you. You probably didn't think that it was true. Jumped in right off the deep in that mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Count my blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, 'cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning, Durand City Administrator Scott Rasmussen, who is going to be heading off into the sunset on Friday as City Administrator of City of Durand, heading off into retirement. And Scott thought, well, let's take a moment here and say congratulations and wish you well. And I guess, boy, it's been I didn't realize 6 years already. I've had the station for 12.
Yep.
You've been here for half the time I've had the station.
Yep. That's it seems a little surreal that, but you know, at the end of the day, I sit here after 35 years in this business. It's I couldn't have picked a better place to end my service. The people here have been wonderful. Citizens, staff, elected officials. You heard some of the kudos I gave them all in the meeting tonight. And I looked back very fondly on those 6 years, even though they passed so quickly. And as I also pointed out, I don't intend to be a stranger. I still clearly have a family here, in-laws, and I still have that golf membership for 2.5 years. So,
okay, so you've been in city government for 35 years. I've been in radio for 35 years, okay, exactly as well. And things for me, things now compared to 1989 are totally different.
Right.
How have things changed in city government in that 35 years for you, you think?
Boy, that's interesting. You know, clearly some of the technology features are clearly a big piece. I don't quite remember the old days when they were still typing out vouchers on typewriters and things like that, but I worked with people who had to do that and things of that nature, so that's been huge. Boy, you know, some of, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, whether it's just an inflation thing, but things have just gotten so expensive. And, the, you know, the street projects that I look back on and building projects that I was involved of over the years, it's just amazing how expensive things have gotten. Yeah, boy, I'm just trying to think. You know, there's an awful lot of things in government that, you know, still very similar. I mean, obviously the processes and the government and the governing bodies, you know, all of that is pretty similar. But boy, I'm just trying to think. That's a good question, Brian. You know, other than the technology and obviously some of the equipment that you can, boy, do so much with the old days of whether it's plow trucks or even, you know, from the police department, the squad cameras and body cameras and things of that nature. Otherwise, it's awfully similar. Some of the same questions that I used to get 35 years ago of, why is my water bill so high? You know, we still get those today. And
that'll never go away. Yeah. I'm going to let you brag. What's your biggest accomplishment in your time here, you think, that you've been able to do here in the city of Durant?
I'm not going to brag much because my accomplishments are, I mean, they're team things. You know, what I think, you know, especially with Public Works, what we've accomplished with some of their street projects and upgrades to utility systems and our ability to still offer, you know, one good water. Good, safe water. When you flush that toilet, it disappears, and you don't have to worry about it, things like that. You know, some of our public safety side of things, obviously, things weren't the greatest when I started here on the ambulance side of things. A number of people have been involved, and obviously way more than me, you know, the staff that have stepped up, and obviously our response times, our call times are so much better. You know, the upgrades, and my goodness, you know, what the fire department has accomplished and what the relief organization has accomplished with. I mean, we're getting a ladder truck here, as we talked about again. You know, who would have thought, you know, 8-10 years ago that would ever been able, you know, something to happen. And same with police from the standpoint of we are now at a staffing level where we don't have to depend much on outside agencies. And again, that's kudos to the council and some of the extra state money we got. So those are the biggest accomplishments. I don't look back and say, you know, pat myself on the back for, boy, this is what you did personally, because frankly, there isn't anything I've done here personally that didn't involve the hard teamwork of the people that we have, especially our department heads.
Talking with outgoing City Administrator Scott Rasmussen this morning, is there something you wish you could have maybe done that, you know, I look at, like, you know, I'm thinking like a business park or something like that. Is there something going, boy, I wish there had been a way I could have found a way to make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, that's still, and Tracy coming in, is, and that's continued to be a challenge. And from day one, we're challenged geographically and things of that nature. You know, one of the things I look back on that was kind of tasked with me almost on the day that I started was this fire district discussion. Now, we're really close, but it's going to be hard. You know, it's probably going to be on Tracy's watch when it happens. But I do think it's going to happen. I wish that would have been able to move along a little bit better. And for, frankly, some of that was, you know, COVID related and things that, again, Durant has a lot going for it. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at people like, I mean, look at the pool project and how long it took that to get done, but eventually it got done. So I don't look back on a whole lot of regrets, you know, back to some of those vacant building issues that are still kind of hanging out there. Those type of things, I think they'll get solved in the future. Not because, you know, Tracy's a magician or anything, but, you know, she's gonna work hard to get some of these things done. And again, I think there are issues that the city cares about enough that they're going to get solved. It just took a little longer than, and again, and yeah, I hate to use it as an excuse, but boy, those COVID years were just tough. Mm-hmm. Just kind of keeping the train on the track and kind of go from there.
So what's in the plans as you hit retirement?
Well, my wife and I have some travel, nothing immediate. You know, I get to ask that quite a bit, but my wife and I have a fair amount of travel plans. She finished up a career with Xcel Energy last year after 35 years there. We were lucky enough to have my son and daughter-in-law and a new grandson that was born last summer living in Eau Claire, just 10 minutes from us. So yeah, you'll time with friends and family. My wife has a honey-do list. There's a lot of work around the house that finally going to be able to get to, and again helping my son and daughter-in-law on some of their projects. And I won't be one of those people that are coming back down here, you know, meeting, you know, Matt and Stan and the boys for coffee every morning, because I don't have anything else to do in retirement. But again, you will see me down here on the golf course.
And he'll be meeting with Matt going, hey, I got this honey-do list. Got any suggestions?
Exactly. Yeah. Borrow some of your tools. Yeah. And yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that'll be a news story now there. You know. Exactly. And I suppose you're going to really, I can't even believe I'm saying. So you're going to go to a Cubs game after two?
As you're well aware, I'm a big Cubs fan. Frankly, they're not much to watch this summer, but I was there a couple weeks ago.
How's that new manager working out?
hey, he came. How come his record was so much better when he was with the Brewers, and now here we sit? But so clearly, he's no magician, and whether he was advertised as one or not. But still a big Cubs fan. And buddy, again, I have to add, for those people that are aware, I'm still a huge Packer fan too, so I get by with that. Uh-huh. So I'm going to guess we'll get some chance to get some of those games and maybe even some practices that I haven't been to in Green Bay for quite a few years.
Well, again, congratulations on a great career. It's been a pleasure to work with you as well over the last 6 years. Congratulations.
Yeah, you
again.
As well, Brian. It's been a real pleasure. You and you know, and kudos for what you do with our, and again, the kudos I gave to the mayor tonight for open government. I mean, obviously, you're a big part of that with broadcasting our meetings so the citizens can stay up to tune in these interviews and things like that. So keep up the good work with you as well.
Well, thank you very much. That is outgoing Administrator Scott Rasmussen. You're listening to WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly add, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Be a virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
So I blame it on the Cuervo. Oh, where is my
or how this ring on my left hand just appeared out of nowhere. I gotta go, I take the chips and the pins, so and hit the road. They say what happens here stays here, all of this will disappear. There's just one little problem.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
So long, see you around. Seen all I want to see of this town. I'm out of town and I'm out of tears. Out of my mind and I'm out of here. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs a pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? I do. Why are you wearing that negligee? Sure makes it hard to walk away. I gotta go, I can't take this abuse. Why are you smiling? But I lie to you. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs the pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? I do. Got your fingers in my hair, whispering in my ear, filling my head full of doubts. Tell me just what you think you got. I can't live without. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs the pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs a pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? I guess that'd be me. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs the pain?
Home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would,
But I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me, now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me, now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me, now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, the new city administrator for the city of Durand, Tracy Carlson. Had a chance to talk with Tracy during the city council meeting. And Tracy, thanks for joining us. Well, first, welcome to Durand.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm married. I have 6 children. I live in Baldwin. I have been in municipal government for over 13 years, and I'm very happy to be here.
So what attracted you to the position here in Durand?
Oh, Durand is a beautiful community. I'm happy to be serving here. I like working in municipal government and serving the public, and this was a great opportunity for me.
So you're filling in for Scott, or you're taking over for Scott Rasmussen, who's been here for 6 years. What are some of the things he's kind of shown you the ropes here early on, at least, because he's going to be kind of done by Friday.
Right. So he and I have met for a good couple days. We've got 2 more days to meet before he's out the door. We have discussed everything from library to EMS to fire to council activities to the vibrancy of the community, things that are happening. Focusing on economic development is one thing that he feels would need to be worked on, and I'm happy to do that. There's just so much going on in the community behind the scenes. It's going to be exciting to work through the things that he's shared with me.
I know one of the challenges for really any small community, heck, even big cities, has been the downtown areas. Is that one area you're going to try to focus on?
Yeah, I would like to do that. I would like to go down and meet all the business owners or the property owners that I can connect with, and then try to find out what their needs are and what has to, you know, what's going to make them thrive, and what do they see as a need, and then bring that back to the city council and see how we can't help facilitate improvements downtown and make the business owners happy.
What are some of the other challenges that you think that small communities like Durand are facing right now?
Sure. The challenges that I see that are being faced are single-family housing or affordable housing. Those are a huge issue. Bringing in new businesses to the community. The city of Durand is somewhat landlocked, and so that's a challenge for the city is to figure out where they're going to put new industry. Those are the type of things that are a challenge. Always infrastructure and street projects. There's never enough money to fix up those. Those are the biggest challenges, and so there's some creativity that has to come about to help that move forward.
Well, again, we'd like to welcome you, Durand. We hope to be chatting with you a lot over many, many years, but welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Tracy Carlson, the new city administrator with the city of Durand. You're listening to WRDN.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Milk markets are higher. Reporting from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, August and September milk both up 18. August at 2037, September 2087, October 2064, November milk up 5 at 2020. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher. Hogs following suit. After losses yesterday, there was a drop in some of the cash cattle markets, and that has traders a bit nervous. Hogs also weren't able to find much support yesterday. So we do have a lot of technical buying here in both live and feeder cattle markets and even the hogs today after the big losses yesterday. August live cattle up 37 cents to 182.62. August feeder cattle up $1.67 to 256.02. July hogs up 7 cents to 88.52. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher as for the first time this week, U.S. radar is almost clear of rain. The forecast calls for warm, dry conditions, but after the soaking rains over the last 3 or 4 days from Hurricane Beryl, the crops should be able to withstand a week or two of warm, dry weather, but the market will keep a close eye on that as well. Now, September corn up 4.5 to 4.25. New crop up 3.25 to 4.10.5. July beans up 3.75 to 11.45. New crop up 3.75 to 10.70.75. July wheat now steady at 5.43.5.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Our high right around 82. Tonight it'll be clear, 63. Tomorrow sunshine, 84 the weekend. We're going to crank it up with some sunshine and highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Summertime is barbecue season. Kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey
Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a bit. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and I have all day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, hair up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
I couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a four-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot. And that's all I need. Buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. A little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I die. And I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live, love, and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I got. I live to love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. I never wanted nothing more, and I never wanted nothing more.
Like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Girl, I always pictured it'd be pouring down. With old Hank singing some song about trains. And midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche. But there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Station for these superstars of country. Also heard from Kenny Chesney. Get some more country as we start Thursday. Hang tight for Winona. Also Tracy Lawrence, Tim McGraw, and Terry Clark all coming up.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants' 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing jack. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100. Feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you prove. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth.
station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop. I wake up and right away, her name is on my lips. What's the memory?